Good morning, saints.
At least you can hear me. I'm not accustomed to this, but God is
here. It's a joy and a privilege for me to be here this morning and to be God's message. I just want to say this. If you were here the last day or the last night of 2019, first morning
of 2020,
and somebody told you then that
you would be coming to church
looking like the way we look today, you would be coming through those doors and I have to go through
testing, you would have laughed at them and say you are crazy. The scripture. Acts chapter 2. Begin to read from verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwellings, men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noise abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. In other words, the people who gather around here, they came from different parts of the world, and they heard the disciples speak in their language. And the disciples were Galileans, only know the Galilean language. And these men traveled from different parts of the world because they were having a big gathering, like something like what they have up Eastern Parkway every so many years. And when they came, they heard these disciples speak in their language. It doesn't matter where they came from, but they heard the disciples speak in their language. I'm going to let my brother upstairs put the languages that they were speaking so that I can move pretty fast, because we're going to be short today because the police is coming here. No, not for us. No, they're going to have something outside to help us with our equipment. They want to make sure that if you get robbed of your television or your computer, if you give the police the serial number, they will know how to trace it. Okay? They're not coming for us. They are our friends. Let's continue with the scripture. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? And it was about 11 different languages. And let's move on. Verse 12. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what means this? Others mocking said, these men are filled of new wine. But Peter, the great apostle Peter, the one who a few weeks ago said he did not know Jesus, but when God transforms you, you are transformed. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lift up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words, For these are not drunken men, as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. That tells me it was about 9 o'clock. And some things happened over 2,000 years ago is still happening today. Not too many bars are open at 9 o'clock. But Peter let them know they are not drunk. But listen carefully. Verse 16. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And this is your homework. When you get home, you can read Joel. Part of it is written here. And it shall come to pass in those last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants, on my handmaid, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in earth beneath, blood and fire, and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord comes. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now this portion of scripture, Peter was reading it over 2,000 years ago. And he was telling the people that gathered around that what you are seeing happening here is not because the disciples are drunk, but because God promised many years ago through the prophet Joel that these things are going to happen in the world that we are living in. And if Peter was preaching 2,000 years ago, and what was happening is what was prophesied. Now, it is not the complete coming of the Lord. That was just a taste of what is going to happen. When Jesus Christ returned to this world and received his own back to glory, and this earth is going to be filled with ungodly people, but they're going to be preaching of the gospel under great oppression. Not as easy as you can sit down here this morning and hear the gospel, and you get up and you go back home. And sometimes you may say that, listen, I am not ready yet. Because God is a faithful God, he's a merciful God, and he's full of compassion. What happened then on the day of Pentecost? Jesus Christ promised when before he leaves this earth, and let me read a little bit of it. Turn to Matthew. Before he went to glory, he said to his disciples, Go ye into all the world and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And then he said to them, and lo, I am going to be with you always. Jesus Christ died, come to this earth for one specific reason, and that was to die for the sins of the world. Not just a special group of people, the entire world. The Jews heard the gospel preached in the Old Testament, and when Peter opened the scripture and reminded them of what was prophesied by Joel, they asked a question. They said, men and brethren, I think Acts chapter 2, verse 34 or 35, let me read it so that you it's not my word. After Peter reminded them why they were speaking in different languages so that they could hear the gospel. Verse 35 says, Acts chapter 2, verse 35, and to verse 34, for David is not ascended into heaven, but said unto him, and said, The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made this same Jesus whom you have crucified both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked or convicted in their hearts, and said unto Peter and unto the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what must we do? That's one of the greatest questions ever asked in a gospel service. Men and brethren, what must we do? You know, many times we preach the gospel and sometimes people just get up and walk out and say, okay, I'll see you another Sunday. But based upon what they heard, many of these Jews, they heard the gospel in the Old Testament prophesied by Isaiah and different prophecies. And when they heard what Peter had to say about what happened through the Old Testament by Joel, they cried out and said, men and brethren, what must we do? And Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized. Some of the young people who attend instruction class are always asked the question, did they say baptize and then repent? No. The scripture said, repent and be baptized. And if you're here this morning and you have never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, and you see all that is happening around us, remember at the time when Peter was preaching, the world was not like as large as it is. Yes, the creation was there, but it was not that populated. And Jesus told them to go and preach the gospel throughout the world. And these Jews that came together for a specific service, when they heard the gospel, they cried out and said, men and brethren, what must we do? And they got the answer, repent and be baptized. I want to ask you this morning, if you are in this place, this gathering, and you saw what is going on the outside, when I looked at the TV last night, it was 212,000 died from the pandemic. By now it's gone up. And in many of the states, it is coming back in force. And we do not have any medicine for it yet. A lot of promises. All over the world, the scientists are doing their best to see if they can come up with something for it. We are concerned about the winter, because it is said that in the winter, you're going to have more sick. And the hospital beds will not be able to hold them. Now, thanks be to God for those of us who are here this morning and have not yet experienced it. But there's no guarantee for tomorrow. There are people who are going out. Yesterday I was in Brooklyn, and everywhere past, you see, especially guys, hanging out, drinking, and making a lot of noise. Nothing like this. It is uncomfortable, I know that. But the only thing that we have to guarantee to a certain degree that we are safe is this. No medicine yet. So the only hope that we have is in Jesus Christ. When Peter told the children of Israel and the crowd that was gathered, that when they asked the question, what must we do? If you were there, you would be a part of that crowd who asked the question. Why? Because they were convicted in their heart that they heard the gospel of the saving grace of Jesus Christ that said, if you repent, you should be baptized. John chapter 3 and verse 23 said, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If you are here this morning and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, we are not pointing finger at you. Because every one of us in here this morning, we were a part of that group that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You might have been a good sinner. You do a lot of good things. But good things will not save you. If you look at John 6:23, he said, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." We are coming pretty close to Christmas. And if you are working, you are expecting to get a gift. If you are working, every week you collect your wages. And it's funny enough that sometimes you pay more attention to the gift that you are getting. You know why? You did not work for it. Jesus Christ came to this earth for one specific purpose. In all that he did when he came here, all the good things, but his eyes were set towards Calvary. And all that they did to him, and that night, some of it was mentioned this morning, all that was done to him, he could have said, "I'm not doing it." But he came because of love, his love for us. We did not deserve his love. But because he loved us so much, sometimes we sing the song, "All the way to Calvary, he went for me. He went for me, and now he set me free." If you are here this morning and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, he wants to set you free. And the only way you are going to be set free is to acknowledge the work that was done over 2,000 years ago when they nailed him to that cross. Many movies have been made about the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. I heard that song, I have never seen it, more than if I see a little of it on TV. But they said it is very awful to watch. But it doesn't matter what you watch on TV. It will never come to what Jesus Christ went through on the cross of Calvary. For why? For you and for me. If you are here this morning and you saw what is going on out there, some of us might have had a family member who died because of this virus. Some of us have had family members who went through the pain, the sickness, and the sadness. When you look at the television, you have your mother, your father, your wife, your husband, your daughter, your son in the hospital bed. And when the ambulance dropped them off at the hospital door, they cannot go inside to visit the loved one. The loved one died without saying goodbye. I don't know how many of us have watched someone die. Someone saying goodbye, and you saying goodbye to them. Sometimes you cannot go to a funeral because there was no place for a funeral. Over 6 months, we didn't have a funeral in this place. Not that people weren't, our members, our friends weren't dying, but it was against the rule and the regulation to have a funeral here. There are members of our church who, if it was on the ordinary, this place would be packed when they passed away, but we couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. This morning, Romans 10, 9 and 10 said, "But what said it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Again, if you are here this morning and you have never trusted Jesus Christ, it's not because you are lucky while you are here.
is because God is merciful, full of grace and truth. And he spared you this morning to hear his word. His word. When Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, I'm going to read verse 36 again. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made this same Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Again, the crowd, the large crowd that was there, said, now when they heard this, they were pricked or convicted in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what must we do? Verse 38, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission or the removal of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this promise is unto you, and unto your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And listen to what followed after that. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourself from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. Over 3,000 souls, the first crusade after Jesus went up to glory, over 3,000 souls turned their life over to Jesus Christ. And they were baptized. And hear what followed after that. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, and in fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayer. If you were just visiting us this morning in the house, having the breaking of bread, you wonder what we are doing. We are only following what our Lord Jesus Christ commanded us to do. But the most important thing is this. We did not, one of the verses that my brother quoted is that the scripture said that when we do that, we should examine ourselves. We believe that everyone that partake of the Lord's Supper this morning, that we examine ourselves and we count ourselves worthy to be a part of that feast. But before you do that, you must trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. My friends, again, if you are here this morning, and you might have heard the gospel several times, and you felt that you have time, what is going on out there now? You cannot say how much time you have. The only time that you have is now, this morning, because you can go through these doors, and you never live to come back in here. So we are asking you, all the scripture that was quoted, it's quoted so that you can see yourself within those scriptures. If you were on the day of Pentecost, was there when the gospel was being preached, and you examine yourself like these over 3,000 souls examine themselves, and they recognize that the only hope that they have to see Jesus Christ is to commit their lives to him. And if you turn to another chapter, chapter 4, over 5,000 men, and as you know, anywhere you find a lot of men, you're going to find more women, gave their hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ when the same Peter preached the gospel, and they turned their life over to Jesus Christ. So I'm going to close. I could say much more. But regardless of what I'm going to say, if I spend the rest of the day, it simply means that I will be telling you that the time to serve the Lord is now. Now. Thank you very much, my dear mother and father and godfather and godmother, for bringing your baby here this morning. I heard Dr. Yuta mention that you should teach them early because they have an understanding heart. I'm the godfather, I'm the grandfather of six, and the youngest one is 3 years old.
she's going to kindergarten/daycare. Mommy and daddy teach her to say thank you when she's having her meal, and to give God thanks when she's going to bed. And at the end of her prayer, she would say, in Jesus' name. She went to school, I guess for the last 8 months ago because of the virus, she hasn't been going. And when she prayed for her food at school and said, in Jesus' name, the teacher said, no, you can't say that. And she said, but my mommy teach me to say that. And the teacher said, no, you can't do that. My daughter went to the school the following day and said, what is this you're telling my daughter? And the teacher called her aside and said, Mrs. Vassar, it's not me. It's the Board of Education. My daughter said to them, you are teaching two ladies to marry together, two men to marry together, and you are telling my daughter that she cannot say Jesus in school. You see where I'm going? Thank God, with all that is going on today, we can still meet like this. We have the privilege to open the Bible and to read it in public. We do not know what's going to happen next. Like I said, January, the first day of January, if anybody told you that this would be happening, all that we are doing, the marking on the benches, all that, you would say you're crazy, Brother Allwood. But that's what is happening. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. The God that we serve, he didn't bring this unto us, but he allowed it to happen so that we will have an idea when this world comes to an end and all the believers, the Christians, are caught up to glory to be with the Lord forever and ever. And those who remain on this earth, you do not want to be here. And the other side of it, we do not know when it's going to happen. One thing we are sure of, those of us who know Jesus Christ, Jesus said, I'm coming back for you. In two stages. The first stage is the church going to be caught up. And then the second stage, all those who remain when he comes on earth for us, the believers will be caught up. And those who denied the Lord, who did not want to trust him, will remain on this earth. And you talk about hell, it's going to be hell on earth. You want to be here? When that happens? Just think about what is happening now. At least some of us, we have food and all those things, and sometimes we can watch the service and view it at home. When that time comes, none of that will be here. So I'm asking you, for the last time, and then I'm going to close in prayer. If you are here and you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this morning is your morning. May God bless you. I'm going to close. But just before I close, I'm going to ask you just to do one thing. If you are here this morning and you heard not my word, but the word of God, and you want to trust Jesus Christ, just say, Brother Allwood, pray for me. Just raise your hand and put it up. And I will pray for you. If we all are Christian, praise the Lord. But if you are here and you have never said, Lord, forgive me of my sins. If you have never done that, just say, Brother Allwood, please pray for me. I want to be part of that group that will be forever with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. Please pray for me. Anyone? Let us close. Eternal God and Father, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Lord God and Father, we thank you for this wonderful privilege that we have this morning. In spite of the pandemic, we still have the freedom to come before you this morning, first to partake in the Lord's Supper, the breaking of bread and the taking of the cup. Lord God and Father, we thank you and we praise you for the health and strength to come out this morning.
We thank you for those who are who could not come over, but they are at home or in other parts of the world watching us, Lord. We give you thanks for them. And we pray, oh God, if there's anyone listening to us, away from us this morning, that have never cried to you for salvation, that they will be like that 3,000 souls who, when they were convicted, they called on the apostles and said, "What must we do?" And the apostle Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Lord God and Father, we know that there are many in this world this morning who have not yet done that. And Lord God and Father, time is running out. Lord, we give you thanks for those who will yield to your word and ask your forgiveness and come to know you, whom to know is life eternal. We give you thanks. We praise your wonderful name in and through the worthy name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you that you will dismiss us now with thy blessing. Help us, O God, that we will leave this place re-energized to serve you, to walk with you, and to talk with you. And Lord God and Father, for those of us who have family members who do not know you yet, we pray, O God, that you will help us to deliver the gospel to them, the gospel of the saving grace of Jesus Christ, so that we will have the assurance that not only us will be going out, but they will be coming too. We give you thanks. Help us, O God, as we go outside now, Lord, whatever the officers have to show us and to teach us and to ask us for, that we will do it willingly and then take our journey home. We give you thanks in Jesus' precious name.